بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد So this is the second last chapter of this kitab that how did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba-i-Kiram how they were assisted through the unseen help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the condition was that لما تركوا الأسباب المادية when they shunned the materialistic, the physical, tangible means and وتشبثوا بالأسباب الروحانية they held on to the spiritual means. So Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali makes that statement. So always we know in our effort that is the effort of spirituality versus materialism. So not that materialism is a problem, but when there's no spirituality, then that is a problem. So if, mashallah, if a person gives due importance to ruhaniya, then after that, whatever Allah Ta'ala blesses him with, that is Allah Ta'ala's barakat, mashallah. So, al-madadu bil-malaika, assistance through the angels. So there's a narration which is mentioned over here by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that كانت سماء الملائكة يوم بدر عمائم بيضا قد أرسلوها إلى ظهورهم ويوم حنين عمائم خضرا ولم تقاتل الملائكة يوما إلا يوم بدر وإنما كانوا يكثرون عددا ومددا لا يضربون أن إكرمة قال قال أبو رافع مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كنت غلاما للعباس بن عبد المطلب So Abu Rafi, he was a Sahabi, And he says that I was a slave of Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. وَكَانَ الْإِسْلَامِ قَدْ دَخَلْنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ That Islam had entered into our house فَأَسْلَمَ الْعَبَّاسِ And Abbas radiallahu an had become a Muslim. وَأَسْلَمَتْ أُمُّ الْفَضْلِ And his wife Umm al-Fadl, she also had become a Muslim. وَأَسْلَمْتُ So he was the slave, so he says, I also became a Muslim. وَكَانَ الْعَبَّاسُ يَهَابُ قَوْمَ Abbas radiallahu an, he was a very, very tall, powerful Sahabi. And he instilled a lot of awe. So وَيَكْرَهُ خِلَافَهُمْ وَكَانَ يَكْتُمُ إِسْلَامَ So anyway, he disliked, you know, to oppose the Quraysh, so he kept his Islam a secret. So وَكَانَ أَبُو لَهَبٍ قَدْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْ بَدْرٍ Now this is a riwayat with regards to the Battle of Badr. And we know that tonight is the 17th of Ramadan. And the Battle of Badr took place on the 17th of Ramadan, mashallah. So You know, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they made effort, they sacrificed also in the month of Ramadan. And this was the most decisive victory in the history of Islam. And it is known as Yomul Furqan, a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, divided between Haqq and Batil. So anyway, Abu Lahab was unable to attend. The circumstances was that, you know, Abu Sufyan, he was traveling, you know, past Madina Munawwara and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard about the caravan, so he took the Sahaba Ikram to go and intercept it. The intention was not to go on some military expedition, just to go and intercept them. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala's intention was different. وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِ وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that the truth be established. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prompted the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum onto this action and then they were engaged in that way and because of this, you know, it ended up being, you know, an expedition. So part of this expedition is that وَكَانَ أَبُو لَهَبٍ He wasn't present. So, yeah, so when the news reached Abu Sufyan, so he sent a message quickly to the Quraysh in Makkah and you know he avoided you know confrontation with the Muslimin, he escaped them. So what happened is that now the Kuffar came from Makkah and then they met at Badr and then the entire incident of Badr took place. So anyway, Abu Lahab, he himself was not present. So the narrator mentions, لَمْ يَتَخَلَّفْ مِنْهُمْ رَجُلٌ إِلَّا بَعَثَ مَكَانَهُ رَجُلًا So any person who couldn't attend himself, He sent someone in his place. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الْخَبَرُ عَنْ مُصَابِ أَصْحَابِ بَدْرٍ مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ كَبَدَهُ اللَّهُ وَأَخْزَاهُ So when the news about what happened, because it was a very, very humiliating defeat for the kuffar, because they actually went, you know, out there with the intention that, you know what, that it's going to be just a walkover, and they were even planning the celebrations and all that beyond that. So, you know, contrary to the expectation, 70 of their leaders were killed. So, وَوَجَدْنَا فِي أَنفُسِنَا قُوَّةً وَعِزًّا. So this person, Abu Rafi, who is now the slave of Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that we really felt now, you know, some quwwat and izzat within ourselves. And وَكُنْتُ رَجُلًا ضَعِيفًا. I was a weak sahabi. وَكُنْتُ أَعْمَلُ الْأَقْدَاحِ. I used to actually manufacture arrows. And he says that one day I was busy over there and I was doing my work, and Ummul Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was seated there. وَقَدْ صَرَّنَا مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْخَبْرِ. So I was busy doing my work, and the news about the victory of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to us. And Abu Lahab came and he was infuriated. So فَبَيْنَا هُوَ جَالِسٌ إِذْ قَالَ النَّاسِ هَذَا أَبُو سُفْيَانَ وَإِسْمُهُ الْمُغِيرَةُ بْنُ الْحَارِثِ بْنِ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ قَدْ قَدِمَ فَقَالَ أَبُو لَهَبٍ هَلُمَّ إِلَيَّ. So now the leaders of the Quraysh, those that survived, they're sitting over there. Abu Lahab is also in the haram in Makkah around the Kaaba. And then Abu Sufyan, he enters. So فَإِنَّكَ لَعَمْلِ الْخَبَرِ. So he says that, you know, you definitely have some news for me. قَالَ فَجَلَسَ إِلَيْهِ وَالنَّاسُ قِيَامٌ عَلَيْهِ. So he stood up and all the rest of the kuffar, they went to hear about, you know, what happened. We expected that, you know, it is supposed to be a very simple matter. We just supposed to go over there and walk over all the Muslimin. But they returned humiliated. So فَمَنَحْنَاهُمْ أَكْتَافَنَا يَقْتُلُونَنَا كَيْفَ شَاءُ وَيَأْسِرُونَنَا كَيْفَ شَاءُ. So he's saying that they just started eliminating us. Those that they wanted to eliminate, they did that. Those that they wanted to capture, they did it at their own will. And وَيْمُ اللَّهِ مَعَ ذَلِكَ مَا لُمْتُ النَّاسِ لَقِينَا رِجَالًا بِيضًا عَلَىٰ خَيْلٍ بُلْقٍ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So he's saying that I can't tell our brothers who participated, you know, from the kuffar in the expedition, I can't tell them anything, because why? We saw people, they were dressed in white, they were extremely fair, and they were sitting on horses which were spotted, and they were gliding, you know, like drones, like planes, mashallah. They were flying between the heavens and the earth, mashallah. Wallahi ma tuliqu shay'an. Nobody had the ability to stand up to them. Wala yaqumu laha shay. So Abu Rafi' radiallahu anhu, who's the slave of Abbas, he says that, you know, I heard this, and I heard the leaders over speaking, and then I just said, you know what, that those are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Lahab, when he heard this, he became extremely infuriated. So anyway, he struck me on my face, and he jumped onto my chest, and he started beating me. So he says, I was a weak person, so Ummul Fadl, she stood up and she went and grabbed a peg, a steel peg, and she took it and she struck him. So much so, فَبَلَغَتْ فِي رَأْسِهِ شَجَّةً مُنْكَرًا. You know, it struck his head very, very severely. وَقَالَتْ إِسْتَضْعَفْتَهُ أَنْ غَابَ عَنْهُ سَيِّدُ. You're taking advantage of him just because his master is not here. فَقَامَ مُوَلِّيًا ذَلِيلًا. So Abu Lahab took a hiding from Ummul Fadl, from a lady. And فَوَاللَّهَ مَا عَاشَ إِلَّا سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ حَتَّى رَمَاهُ اللَّهُ بِالْعَدَسَ فَقَتَلَتْهُ. So he didn't even survive for 7 days, you know, beyond this. And then he was afflicted with smallpox, and this is what took his life. Further in this chapter, there's another narration which is mentioned, that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that, he says that whilst we were in the Safs, لَمَّا أُخْرِجَ سَرِيرُ سَعْدٍ. So anyway, يعني, an Abdullah radiallahu anhu, يعني ibn Mas'ud قال لقد قللوا في أعيننا يوم بدر. So when the battle of Badr took place, Allah Ta'ala made it such, Allah Ta'ala sent his unseen help, that the kuffar appeared to be very, very few. So we know it was 313 of the Sahaba Kiram, and the kuffar were more than three times the number, 1,000. حتى قلت لصاحبي الذي إلى جانبي أتراهم سبعين. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says that I'm speaking to the person standing on the side of me, that how many you think they were? In actual fact, there were 1,000. He says, you know, my estimation, no, they're just about 70. قال أراهم مئة. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, my opinion is 100. Hatta akhadna minhum rajulan. So they say, you know, we captured one of them, one of the enemy. Fasa'alnahu, how many were you guys? So they said, no, we were 1,000 in number. So mashallah, these are two narrations regarding the Battle of Badr, mashallah. Yawmul Furqan, a very, very decisive day in the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, that also took place in the month of Ramadan, mashallah. So sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they were making effort, they were making sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how Allah ta'ala's deen can be established, how, you know, deen can spread far and wide, a person can make sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that a person just, you know, applies himself with regards to his own personal ibadat, but a person also has this fikr for others. So this is the important lessons that we learn from these incidents, mashallah. And as Hazrat Maulana has placed these narrations in the chapter with regards to how Allah Ta'ala's unseen help was there for the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So inshallah, if we have these two things in us, number one is that we have very, very strong spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other thing is that we have fikr for others, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us also with his unseen help, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept us, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الفردوس الأعلى ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم أحي الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم الدين واجعلنا سببا لذلك اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله.